Now, your sports update with sports director Gary Lee.
Time to take a look at sports on this Wednesday, June the 8th. I'm Gary Lee. All Class 4 District 5 girls soccer team has been voted on by the coaches, and some Liberty Lady Eagles made the list, making first team All District Litzy Lopez and Kaylee Wagner, making All District second team Abby Woolsey and Cadence Ferris, along with Toddy Chavez. Congratulations, ladies. It's still a ways off, but the Kansas City Chiefs will be back out on the field making a push for a Super Bowl before we know it. Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy talks about the new wide receivers.
You know, I've seen a pretty talented group. We got a lot of guys out there that can do a lot of different things. Got some bigger bodies. These guys have been receptive to what we're teaching them. I thought Pat did a great job of getting those guys together down in Texas to start developing that chemistry and start developing that timing. And so that helps, and it just carries over. But the communication has been outstanding. Those guys are working. We're establishing this foundation, and I'm fired up and excited about it.
August 13th, the Kansas City Chiefs will be taking on the Chicago Bears in the first preseason game of the year. The St. Louis Cardinals played the Tampa Bay Rays last night. With more, here is your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney, and last night at Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg, Florida, the Cardinals carried a 2-1 lead to the bottom of the 10th inning, only to have a light-hitting shortstop, Taylor Walls, hit a 3-run homer off the right field foul pole, with the Tampa Bay Rays down to their last strike, and Tampa Bay won 4-2.
Cardinals did everything right in that extra inning. There was a bunt play. Nolan Arenado made an all-world play to get the lead runner at third. Everything was going in the Cardinals' direction. They just could not get that last out and that last strike.
And it was Drew Verhagen, the losing pitcher, as Verhagen followed good outings out of the bullpen by Giovanni Gallegos and Ryan Helsley after Dakota Hudson was sterling with two hits, one run over seven.
Dakota Hudson was as confident and as attacking the strike zone as we've seen him all year.
Well, the Cardinals try to get even in the series tonight. They're going to have to face Corey Kluber, who has been very tough on them in the past. I'll bring you the first pitch at 6:10.
It's the Cardinals and the Rays again tonight. Pregame 5:15, first pitch 6 p.m. all on KUKU and KWPM. All-purpose player Jeremy Maclin and defensive lineman Justin Smith are included on the 2023 ballot for induction into the College Football Hall of Fame. It was announced by the National Football Foundation on Monday. The ballot totals 80 players and 9 coaches from the Football Bowl subdivision and 96 players and 33 coaches from the divisional ranks. Finally, in sports, Class 2 All-State Spring Softball team, as voted on by the coaches and some local players, made the list. Second team All-State honors, Haley Shannon of Kabul, Olivia Gastineau Ava, and Lexi Gastineau Ava. Congratulations, ladies. That's a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee.